Of course, this passage is a prophetic passage, both regarding what was to come soon after or in the time of the New Testament, early New Testament age, in after the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about the fact this, that there would be the destruction of the temple, which took place in AD 70. But then he goes on to explain about what happens in these last days. And the last days that Jesus Christ refers to here is from the time of his ascension till the end of the world. That's the last days. And we might say, well, we are in the last of the last days. Well, we will have to wait and see. But oftentimes the church has taught that their age is the last age. But one thing we must be clear on. One thing that we ought to take to heart, and that is this. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave these instructions. He said about the false prophets that arise. He says, be very careful. Be very mindful. There would be people who would come who say to that this is what Christianity is. They turn away the heart of many. They would deceive the people. And so what should we do? We should be aware. We should have our eyes open. And one of the ways you will have discernment is if you know your Bibles. To know what the Scripture says about Jesus Christ, especially. But the other thing that our Lord Jesus Christ says that, yes, wars will happen. These natural disasters will also take place. And there will be people who will persecute you. There will be people who will call you to come before the judges of this world. And that's been happening from the times of the apostles. And it will increase more and more. And we see it more and more. Christians in countries which were blessed by Christianity are now having to give an answer for the hope that is in them before courts of men. And our Lord Jesus Christ said, this is a normal thing. It's not an abnormal thing. It is something that is prophesied that will happen. We shouldn't run away from it, as it were. But he says this in verse 6, right in the middle, just a few words. He says, see that ye be not troubled. He already is anticipating that those who are hearing these words will be troubled. These are troublous things. These are unsettling things. These are things that can cause anybody to be fearful. And you look around this world, what do you see? Do you see a people who are faithful? Do you see a people who are stable? Do you see a people who are settled and are happy and are rejoicing and are glad? No, you see a world that is filled with fear, filled with disappointment. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ promises to his people and call to his people is, don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. Don't fear. Why? Why can the Lord Jesus promise this? Because he is sovereign. Because he's in control. He's saying, I've told you these things. I've said to you exactly what is going to happen. So if you know these things, that's going to happen. It is like a person who asks the driver, what are we going to see ahead? You're going to see a drop at the side here. You're going to see a cliff at this other place. You will see a mountain here. You will see a crossroads here. And so you already know what is going to happen. So when you see it, then you say, well, the driver said. And when we see these things, we have to say, our Lord has said these things. And so I will rest in him. And the only way that any one of us can truly rest and not be troubled is if we are secure in Jesus Christ. And that's why I trust that what we are here for, to hear about what Jesus Christ has done for us sinners. That settles the heart, my dear friends. And our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the fact that many will be offended. Many will be offended by the truth of the gospel. Many will be offended by the word of God. They don't want it. They reject it. They persecute those who hold to it. And they will betray one another. People don't trust each other. We are living in a world like that. People don't trust each other. These things are true, what our Lord is saying. And the more godless a nation is, the more untrusting people are regarding each other, not trusting anything. And we are living in a society like that. People are not trusting those powers that be, the government. They don't trust the media. They don't trust people on the street. They don't trust the ministers of the gospel. They don't trust religious leaders. And there is lack of trust amongst people. Well, this is the state that we are in. So where is our hope? In the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the most trustworthy thing. And in the truth that is in Jesus Christ. So we can trust the Bible. Praise God for that. We can trust in the message of salvation, that God will keep to his promises. Hold on to that, dear friends, and that may we all trust in him even today. Amen.